Today's Politico Playbook audio briefing is presented by Google.
Good Wednesday morning and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. USA Today, the largest American newspaper by circulation, believes America will hit 100,000 dead from the coronavirus sometime this afternoon. They've given over their front page to that this morning, and it's quite striking. Check it out. We have it in Playbook this morning. President Donald Trump will meet with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo this morning before spending the day at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida to watch the SpaceX launch. Can Trump and Cuomo avoid banter or sparring at 11 a.m. in the Oval in front of cameras? The president has complained repeatedly that certain governors have been getting far too much credit for controlling the coronavirus, and he deserves more kudos. Here we are, 160 days before Election Day, in the middle of a pandemic, and here's what our national dialogue looks like. In the last day, the president has baselessly raised questions about whether Joe Scarborough was involved in the death of a staffer in a case that has long been closed. The White House's retort to criticism is to watch Don Imus from 20 years ago. Twitter is fact-checking the president's tweets about voting by mail. The president says the company is stifling free speech, but arguably it's doing the opposite, giving the president a wide berth to spread misinformation about the death of a woman 20 years ago. The president suggested Reuters reporter Jeff Mason was trying to be politically correct because he kept his mask on while asking a question at a news conference. Trump said he wants to know in the next week whether he'll be able to hold a large-scale political convention in Charlotte in late August. A woman called the police after a black man asked her to put her dog on a leash in Central Park. She said she was being threatened. She wasn't, and she was fired from her job. A Minneapolis police officer had his knee on the neck of a man on the streets. People shouted, begging him to stop, and the man died. The stock market was up 2% Tuesday and is pointed up again today. New York Post cover tweet fight, president furious as Twitter labels him fake news. This is interesting. The Wall Street Journal editorial board, usually an ally of Republicans but not always President Trump, tells the president to pipe down about Joe Scarborough in an editorial labeled a presidential smear. The House is back today with two simmering, not exactly crises, but close to crises. The president has urged Republicans to vote against a renewal of FISA, a surveillance law. The Wall Street Journal's Christina Peterson and Natalie Andrews write about House Republicans' plan to sue Nancy Pelosi over her proxy voting. Here's a scenario to chew over. Will the president ignore bills that are passed largely by proxy? He can threaten that. He threatens a lot, but there will be times where this could be helpful for him and the House. 63 lawmakers at the time of this recording have given their proxy to another member. The Washington Post reports D.C. will likely reopen Friday after the city has passed key thresholds. And a little bit more on the president's schedule today. He is leaving the White House at 12 o'clock after that meeting with Cuomo. He and Melania Trump will land in Florida at 2:35, and he'll be there until 7:10 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.